Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Computer-based interventions are a feature of many areas of healthcare, and a March 2013 Cochrane review has looked at their potential role in helping people with type 2 diabetes manage their condition. Kingshuk Pal, an academic GP at University College London in England, describes the findings.
Diabetes is a huge worldwide problem, affecting around 350 million people, and it's a leading contributor to early death and suffering for many people. Educating people about diabetes can have beneficial effects by reducing the risk of complications, but it's often difficult for people to attend face-to-face education programs. Instead, computer-based interventions might be a way to increase the number of people accessing self-management education and support. That is what we looked at in this review. We found that some of the interventions do appear worthwhile. Self-management in diabetes involves a person making changes to various aspects of their life, improving their knowledge of the condition, taking medication regularly, changing what they eat, and becoming more physically active. We reflected this in the large number of outcome measures in our review. The main outcomes were health-related quality of life, rates of death, and blood glucose control. We also looked at knowledge, weight, anxiety or depression, and risk factors for heart attacks and strokes. One of the challenges was to define a computer-based self-management intervention. We decided that a main ingredient had to be the patient doing things for themselves, so we did not include some computer-based interventions, such as telehealth applications where doctors or nurses use email, video calls or text messages to advise patients. We found 16 eligible trials with more than 3,500 participants. The interventions were diverse, including touchscreen computers in diabetes clinics, internet programs for use at home, and mobile phone-based interventions. Overall, there was a small statistically significant beneficial effect on the measure of average blood glucose control called HbA1c. It appears that the effects might be larger for those interventions that use mobile phones, but this result was only based on 3 studies. So it's not possible to know if the effect really is bigger, or if it is, to say why. We also found that the effects might fade over time. Studies with follow-up times of a year were less likely to report positive findings compared to those that had follow-up of less than 6 months. The benefits were less clear for other outcomes. There did not appear to be significant improvements in health-related quality of life. However, there were suggestions of benefits in other areas, as some programs lowered cholesterol slightly, and there was some evidence of improvements in knowledge and self-efficacy. There was very little information about deaths, side effects, costs or value for money. Taking the review as a whole, we concluded that the small treatment effect on HbA1c with computer-based self-management interventions could be important if it could be achieved and sustained across the population via the internet at a very low cost. On the other hand, it would be far from cost-effective if it required significant nursing support, additional drugs, or both. In summary, computer-based self-management interventions to manage type 2 diabetes appear to have a small, short-term beneficial effect on blood glucose control, and the effects appear to be larger in the mobile phone subgroup. But effective self-management is a complex task that may require changes to many aspects of people's lives. And any intervention to help that process needs to support sustained behaviour change in different areas such as eating habits, physical activity and medication use. And there is a need for much better interventions to achieve these goals.
The full version of Kingshuk's review is available from the CochraneLibrary.com. This includes the analyses which were possible for the many outcomes that he mentioned, along with details of the various computer-based interventions that have been tested.